Hello, thank you for calling Local Splash. This is Ruben. Who do I have the pleasure of speaking
Ruben,
with?
Ruben, I just lost $395 lead, bro. The customer called, I called her back, and she already, when I did not answer, she already called somebody else, and then I called her, she accepted the quote, and then the person she called right after me took the lead. So I need this fixed, bro. I need this fixed right now.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I see.
The dispatcher just got off, bro. I need this fixed right now.
Okay. No, I understand that, though. I've been talking back and forth with our tech team. I mean, like I said, we had the wrong number there, right? So we already corrected the original transfer, right? Now, when we're trying to forward that to your number, right, I'm getting word from our head tech specialist that it seems that after it leaves to Google Voice, we would need to configure it directly on Google Voice to transfer the missed call. I have the steps here on how to do it. If you have some time, I can walk you through it.
Do it where? Like through what would you want me to do?
Through Google Voice, we would just need to take some steps in order to basically create a rule, right, so that only missed calls would be forwarded to your number. So we would need to create the rule on Google Voice. All right, so I can go ahead and send you the steps here. Just give me a moment. So I've been going over them right now, and I'm terribly sorry to hear we missed that good lead there. That's bad.
It's very bad, bro. Yeah, I missed four so far. This is not a good business, bro. And I'm tired. I'm sick and tired of this shit. To the office. Every time we make a change, I lose leads. The past month, it was just a hassle, and it's not good. And when we reached the radius, it was no calls coming. It's just, I don't know, bro. I don't know.
Yeah, I mean, when we reduced the radius, that was based on the demand.
That was my decision. That was my decision, yes. But yeah. I still missed leads because of fucking dumbass Ada, because of this, because of tracking. Every time we make a change, I lose leads. Like, I don't know what you want me to do. Like, how I'm going to make changes in the future when I hire more dispatchers? I have to put my business on hold for that?
I get the frustration. You know, like we said, at this point, we're here to help you out. Right now, you know, at this point, like we said, we had the wrong number there. So we want to make sure it's good to go, you know, as soon as possible, right? Now, I did send you a little link through text. I can email that too. So we can, you know, just go over the steps together and make sure we can get that set up. Just give me a moment here, okay? Okay, Abdul, I just sent you an email. Let me know if you got it.
Where did you send it to?
I sent it to firstchoicetowinginc@gmail.com, and I also sent it through text. But if you do it through the computer, it works best.
I see.
Mhm. So you can just click on the link, or you can click on the actual email where it says create a rule, or it says Google Voice. You just open it from there.
Oh, I can't. Okay. Can you send me this email to info@firstchoicetowing.net?
Yeah, absolutely. Let me forward that over. info@firstchoicetowing.net. So I just forward that over. Now you got it. Did you get that email, Abdul?
Yeah, one sec.
Mm-hmm.
Ruben, it's not letting me because Leah is it's assigned to her. Can you call Leah on 614, the number you got?
Okay, give her a call.
Yeah, Pete.
Okay. So I'll go ahead and do so. Okay.
No 614. Yeah.
Will do. No problem.